If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We're really happy to have in studio Bob Dunn. Do we still say 21st Century Media?
We sure do. Yeah. We've got five clients and loving every minute of it.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay. Good to see you too.
We haven't talked a lot in the last couple of months about the 100th anniversary of WTIC Newstalk 1080. So I was really glad when you said, you know, because I didn't know before I looked into talking to you today. We didn't pre-interview. I didn't know you worked with Arnold Chase way back in the day, and I didn't know you dated back to like basically the early 1970s in terms of relationship here.
So yeah, I actually started April 1st, believe it or not, 1970. And I was the first FM salesperson ever hired. And it was a classical music station. And by the way, I flunked four auditions to work here because when you worked at TIC back then, you did a booth shift at Channel 3. You were watching CBS television, WTIC, Channel 3. You did that because it's no computers. Then you did a short shift on the AM production stuff, commercial and whatever. And then you had to do a show on the FM station, which was classical music. Well, I got a C- in music appreciation. I didn't know you from Vivaldi. So every time I got to the classical music section.
This is just to get a job here?
Just to get a job here.
In sales?
No. On air. I wanted to be on air.
Oh, you did.
So I flunked the audition four times, believe this or not. And I said, well, maybe I shouldn't be on the air there. So I went back and saw Bob Tyrrell, who was vice president and general manager at the time, for career advice. And they had me come back 7 weeks in a row to meet with various management people to determine that maybe we should put you into sales. So ironically, what did they do? They hired me to sell TIC-FM classical music, which I knew nothing about. But the point of this story that people would enjoy, when Bob Steele went in to do an audition while he was waiting to fly back to California. He went to a movie, and the movie was over, and he had time on his hands. They were looking for announcers at TIC. He went in and did the audition. And the same audition, AM, FM, Channel 3. Well, when he got to the TIC FM classical music portion of the audition, he looked at the producer sitting across the desk from him and said, what kind of language are you people talking here? Well, the general manager of the station was going by the production studio at the time of the audition and thought it was hysterical. So that's how Bob Steele got hired and went on to conduct the 50%.
So, I mean, obviously, I don't know, it was like 66 years or 50, I don't know what the final years were with Bob Steele, but we're talking with Bob Dunn from 21st Century Media, and of course, we see him a lot here with his clients, and again, he goes back to the spring of 1970 here at WTIC. I never knew Bob Steele. Can you just give me a little flavor?
Well, I'll tell you, he wore a tie every day and a jacket, and he felt that the way you dressed impacted how you performed.
He would frown on me.
And me too. I mean, look at how we're...
Well, you come in with Hawaiian shirts usually, yeah. So, you know.
Well, not this time of the year. But he was very, very disciplined. Very disciplined. One quick Bob Steele story. I told you I started in 1970. I was 23 years old. And a long, extensive training program. And I'm about on the job maybe 6 months. And I sell a client out in Litchfield. And they want to meet Bob Steele. So here's this legend, had a 50 share of the market, and you can imagine what the billing was even back in 1970.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to put Bob in my car, and I'm going to drive him to Litchfield, and we're going to meet a client.
So you can spend some time in the car with him.
Yeah, but I was 23 years old, and I'd only been there 6 months, and they drilled into my head that obviously this is the franchise. Back then it was.
Right.
So he gets in the car, and I'm a wreck.
It's a nervous
little Chevy Bel Air that they supplied to salespeople back then. No air conditioning. And he gets in the car at Broadcast House and on Columbus Boulevard. And I'm a wreck, but, you know, oh, Mr. Steele, blah, blah, blah. I am telling you, Brian, I've never been in the company of a man whose language was so colorful as his.
Really?
Surprising. You see him in the studio commanding all of this audience and all this revenue.
Dropping F-bombs?
Yeah. Well, my God, it was incredible.
Really?
But we wound up becoming friends. And actually, at some point, I think it was probably in the mid-'80s, he was going out and making eggs a la steel for car dealers on Saturday morning for a couple $100. So I went to my boss, the general manager, Perry Urie, and I said, you know, he's giving himself away.
Right.
I would like to be able to rep him. Non-WTIC activities.
Yeah.
But I'd like to rep him because he's giving himself away for $200 on a Saturday to make eggs a la steel, which meant scrambled eggs. They put a little cottage cheese in it. They call it eggs a la steel.
Yeah.
And so
– he could have been making a vastly more money.
Well, yeah. I got permission to rep him outside of TIC's activity, took him out for a couple of Manhattans, and told him I wanted 25% of whatever I knew he could get $1,000 for the $200 eggs a la steel. He said, 25%? Why would I pay you 25%? I said, because you're going to be getting $750 instead of $200 if I rep you. So we had about 4 or 5 years together.
Well, that's great.
Outside of the station.
Yeah, yeah, of course, the extra income. Bob Dunn joining us from 21st Century Media, a long time public relations, and obviously worked with Arnold Chase when they owned WTIC. And then, so you were here, you were outside then when Ray came in?
Yes, because
did you think he'd last 29?
Oh, heck no. You didn't think anybody would. You know, initially when Bob retired.
There was somebody in between, right?
It was Arnold Dean and
Mitchell.
Another.
No, it wasn't Mitchell.
And another fella, and I've forgotten his name, unfortunately. And they were a team, but that didn't work out. So they found Ray, and the rest is history.
29 years later. Yeah, yeah. What about other sort of memories or highlights or even lowlights for you as this place sort of turns the page on 100?
Well, you brought up before we went on the air together the Chase involvement. And, it's a different world today because everything is so corporate. But when a local family was involved and bought it from Travelers. They were a local company, obviously. But when it was a local family owning and running the station, you were allowed to put the profits back into the station, all new studios, personalities.
Well, some family-run businesses do the opposite, but that's
not right. And David had proven himself in the insurance business and the banking business. More important.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Importantly, in strip malls. And when he bought a strip mall, the first thing he did was improve on it so that he could attract more tenants and better tenants. So he felt the same way about the radio station. So that was a really critical point.
I got a bunch more to ask, but I know you have a lot of thoughts. I didn't know because you got some notes everything.
We only
got like 2 minutes here.
I've got my notes here. I talked about Eggs a la Steel. I talked about the auditions. I was in sales for a big part of my career here at TIC. When I was a boy salesman at Travelers on the stations, I was out seeing a client one day who said to me, I want to buy something on the station that nobody's ever sponsored before. So I went back to my sales manager, Joe McGinnis, at that time, God rest his soul. I went back, I said, Joe, I'd like to sponsor the antenna switch. When you switch from one antenna directional to non-directional, happens every morning at sunrise and happens again at sunset to protect KRLD at 1080 in Dallas. So Bob made a feature out of it because he didn't want people to think that he was subjecting them to dead air. So he started calling attention to this antenna switch. And he would say, okay, it's time for the antenna switch. And you could hear the click and bingo. So I said to my sales manager at the time, I'd like to sponsor the. You cannot sponsor a feature that was created by Bob Steele. That's legendary. It's his.
That would sell anything.
So fast forward, I don't know, maybe 10 years later, and now I'm the sales manager. And a kid who worked for me came in and he said, Bob, I had the most unbelievable request today. Guy wants to sponsor something that nobody has ever sponsored. I said, I'll have it for you in the morning. So I went to general manager again, to Perry. He got the program director in. He called Bob to say, Bob, somebody might want to sponsor the antenna switch. They said, fine, go ahead. So the next morning at the sales meeting, I wouldn't tell this one sales guy about this opportunity. I had to tell all my salespeople. So at the sales meeting, I tell everybody, we got this antenna switch. Everybody knew what the antenna switch was. It's dead air. It's 3 seconds. It's dead air. We're going to sell it, and we're going to sell it for $100 a day. They looked at me like I had two heads. Well, the kid who wanted something new to sell, this is pre-beepers, no phones,
right,
runs out of the meeting, goes to see his client. I had a very seasoned sales guy who worked for me for a long time. And he said, I'll go to the phone and call Kasdan Fuel, and where it pays to switch.
Yeah.
Sold it over the
phone. Just like that.
So you had to call the other kid's client and say, hey, Dave, call.
Don't accept
it. It's not available.
Hey, Bob, it's great to see you. Come back. Don't be a stranger. Come hang out on the air anytime.
I didn't get through that. I know. My notes.
We'll get to more. Bob Dunn from 21st Century Media joining us here on Brian & Company.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.